This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Big bill recently approved by Congress. Cody Bessent with Plains Cotton Growers.
But they moved them together to garnish enough votes to pass them. How does that work kind of simultaneously or separately? With the omnibus package, that will fund the government and government programs from essentially now until the end of September. One thing of an importance I would say to focus on is the WIP Plus payments. So as most are very familiar with throughout the area, is 18 and 19 WIP Plus program implementation has been underway. But whenever the secretary set a end of the year deadline to sign up for that, that was on October the 31st, there was a large influx of additional people that registered for that program that was unaccountable for. And so they had to go back in and essentially do some budget shifting to make up for some of that groundwork to make sure that those applications are fully implemented, fully funded, and fully recognized. I will clarify on one thing. It does not mean, we've had several questions on this, it does not mean that there's going to be another WIP Plus program, even though we're advocating for that in different realms for the 2020 crop year, but it does fully fund the 18-19 program.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.